Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply. Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert-guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Hello, everyone. Before I do any further investigations or studies on astrology, I just had an intuition to leave this as a message in this one today. I want you to understand very clearly the limitations of astrology itself. And because considering what astrologers are doing out there with this kind of a science and why I disagree with such an approach. But anyway, let's first see the limitations of astrology itself. Number one, your will is the most powerful element, thing, and being in the universe. What you do with your will, your desire, affects your life more than what any astrologer or chart will ever tell you. Which means what? What you're doing with your life from the time you get up in the morning till the time you go to bed each and every day. You say, I will get up, I will cook food, I will feed my children, I will give clothing to them, I will send them to school to study as a mother, for example. Or as a father, you're saying, I'm going to go to work, send emails, do this and that, get money for my family. Or if you're a student, let's say you're going to study, say I'm going to become an expert in such and such a field, I'm going to study well, I want to succeed in this kind of field. All of these things, doesn't matter what roles you're playing, is your willpower, is the desire of the human soul coming into the physical form and playing out in the world. Everything is okay, everything is appropriate, everything is in its place. Let no one tell you that you are wrong in any way, okay? So your will is more powerful than any astrological chart that exists or will ever exist. Because what you choose to do with your life is a conscious choice. And you are using the energy of your life, your body, your circumstances to make something happen in the world. That is the power of Creator inside you. And that is always most powerful. That's number one. Astrology can never give you that. Astrology is only here which can tell you if the time of birth is accurate and everything else is accurate, what kind of strengths you have, what abilities you have. That's it. It cannot tell you what to do, when to do what. That is your choice, isn't it? Number two, do not let any astrologer or anyone tell you that you are not worthy of something, or you won't get something, or you are less than something. You are the most exotic, fantastic, uniquely beautiful being of light here on earth, and you can be whoever you choose to be whenever you choose to do something or be something. That's the truth. It'll always be the truth. So don't believe any astrologer who lies to play God in your life and tell you, you know, you are like this, you are like that, you will get this, you will get that, and this is what your life will be about. Don't let them dictate terms and conditions to you. Don't let them tell you who you are or what your life is going to be like. You are in charge. Don't let any astrologer play God with your life. Okay, there are plenty of them who will jump on this, especially Vedic astrologers I have seen. They love to play God in other people's lives. Number three, astrological knowledge, especially with Vedic astrology and how deep it goes. My belief and very firm, strong belief is that it is meant to help you to understand your talents, your abilities, your strengths, what you can shine in, what areas of life you should be focusing on, you know, what kind of professions you can do, what kind of situations are helpful to you, and where you could be happy in life. That's what this knowledge is meant for. Not for predictions. I am strongly adverse to the idea of giving predictions to people, which is trying to play God in your life. This is what's going to happen. This is what you will have. This kind of issues you will have. This kind of health problems you will have. No. Never. You should use this knowledge for self-improvement purposes and self-understanding purposes. The whole idea of Jyotisha or the light of God is to show you where you need to walk and how best you can be happy in life. That's what the Creator would want of you. Why would the Creator of the universe be interested in bringing you to this earth and telling you have to go through all kinds of nonsense and suffer? That's not the idea. That doesn't sound like the Creator, does it? Number four. Remember, if your time of birth is inaccurate, you could be looking at a completely different person, personality, and it might not be you at all. Now, for that purpose, you can use the link below in the description box. It's a playlist which I put on my other YouTube channel, which gives the psychological tests which you can determine. You can download that. It's a Microsoft Excel file which you can use, and you can download it and take tests to determine what kind of personality you are. Evaluate it at a psychological level, if not at an astrological level. At least it will help you get somewhere with knowing and understanding yourself. The most beneficial form of astrology will always be in the area of self-discovery. The discovery of your talents, the discovery of your abilities, the discovery of what kind of work and career will suit you, discovery of what kind of health situations you might be have, and so to avoid that, and understanding and making this life journey from birth to death a little more smoother, a little more happier, a little more satisfactory, if you want to call it. That's what a person evaluates when they're taking their last breath, isn't it? How satisfied am I with whatever I have done with my life? Did I achieve my goals? Did I make someone happy? Did I love someone? What did I win? What did I lose? How did it feel like, this whole journey? It's a journey each one of us is going through. And astrology, as one of the small tools of understanding these kinds of deep aspects of life, should help you in unraveling who you are. Our job as astrologers is to understand this. If you're an astrologer listening, be mindful of this. Do not try to play God in other people's lives. Take care of your own first, okay? If you are a person who is interested in astrology and learning, please understand you should use this for the good of yourself, for the good of your fellow beings, for the good of humanity. This is a very exotic science. This is a very precise science. It is given as a gift to humanity to be more helpful to one another, to have more compassion to earth, to all beings upon it, to expand the horizons of what you think is out there and not out there, you see. So as we uncover more knowledge of astrology as it comes to me, I wanted to leave you with this very important message today, okay? Do not use astrology for predictive purposes. Use astrology to understand. This is an understanding. Understanding of creation, understanding of how you are created, understanding of how everything else is interconnected in life, in this earth plane, and how best we can be in love and harmony and enjoy while living this life. You see, it's not about what we gain or what we lose. We didn't come here with anything as little bundle of babies, and we are not going out with anything either. Why do you keep evaluating things in terms of gains and losses? It's pretty pointless, right? But the journey should be one which is kind of enjoyable overall. There will be challenges, of course. All of us have challenges in life. But the overall journey should be quite pleasant to each one of us and to those around us, those living with us, our near and dear ones. That's the whole objective at best. So please keep that in mind and take care and be safe.